Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to details of the wake-up call on this Friday, January the 26th, 2017. This is Richard Martin speaking to you from Malaysia. The wake-up call is a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday, and I have been broadcasting this podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think that people should consider emigrating from the United States, and I discuss ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, on to the synopsis of the show. On Monday, I spoke about the preamble to what I promised I would talk about, and I did this in the Donors Show. Very soon, millions of Americans will be calling for the government to do something. And today, in the main show, I will describe what that will be. I want to read you an extract from the report just published last month by a UN commissioner about poverty in the United States. I have sent it to all my readers, the donors' written information emails, my Facebook page and my Twitter page, but I thought I would perhaps try to encourage some of you who have not yet read the report to do so. So here is a short passage from the report. By most indicators, the US is one of the world's wealthiest countries. It spends more on national defense than China, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the United Kingdom, India, France, and Japan combined. U.S. healthcare expenditures per capita are double the OECD average and much higher than in all other countries. But there are many fewer doctors and hospital beds per person than the OECD average. U.S. infant mortality rates in 2013 were the highest in the developed world. Americans can expect to live shorter and sicker lives compared to people living in any other rich democracy. And the health gap between the U.S. and its peer countries continues to grow. U.S. inequality levels are far higher than those in most European countries. Neglected tropical diseases, including Zika, are increasingly common in the USA. It has been estimated that 12 million Americans live with a neglected parasitic infection. A 2017 report documents the prevalence of bookworm in Lowndes County, Alabama. The US has the highest prevalence of obesity in the developed world. In terms of access to water and sanitation, the US ranks 36th in the world. America has the highest incarceration rate in the world, ahead of Turkmenistan, El Salvador, Cuba, Thailand, and the Russian Federation. Its rate is nearly five times the OECD average. The youth poverty rate in the United States is the highest across the OECD, with one quarter of youth living in poverty, compared to less than 14% across the OECD. The Stanford Center on Inequality and Poverty ranks the most well-off in countries in terms of labor markets, poverty, safety net, wealth inequality, and economic mobility. The US comes in last of the top 10 most well-off countries, and 18th amongst the top 21. In the OECD, the US ranks 35th out of 37 in terms of poverty and inequality. According to the World Income Inequality Database, the US has the highest Gini rate, measuring inequality, of all Western countries. The Stanford Center on Poverty and Inequality characterizes the U.S. as a clear and constant outlier in the child poverty league. U.S. child poverty rates are the highest amongst the six richest countries: Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Sweden, and Norway. About 55.7% of the U.S. voting age population cast ballots in the 2016 presidential election. In the OECD, the U.S. placed 28th in voter turnout, compared with an OECD average of 75%. Registered voters represent a much smaller share of potential voters in the U.S. than just about any other OECD country. Only about 64% of the U.S. voting age population and 70% of voting age citizens was registered in 2016, compared with 91% in Canada, 2015, and the UK, 2016, 96% in Sweden, 2014, and nearly 99% in Japan, 2014. I have no further comment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, lots of other good things to talk about in the main show, but it being Friday, let me wish you a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with you. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Monday.